was how much you're enjoying a bit of regular footy again.
Yeah, yeah, you know, it's I've missed a fair bit of rugby over these last 2 years, so, you know, to be out playing week in, week out, and just enjoying playing with my teammates and playing in front of our fans, it's something I've missed and probably don't really appreciate it till you actually miss it for a long period of time. So, yeah, no, I'm just loving being out there and competing with my teammates.
I don't want to drag you back too much into, you know, how tough it was, but, you know, talk us through some of the times, you know, the kind of setbacks you had and, you know, kind of the dealing with that mentally, I guess, as much as anything.
Yeah, it was tough. It was because it wasn't just probably like a recurring, they were separate freak injuries that every time I came back, it was something else went that required surgery. So it was a bit of a, you know, I've never, touch wood, other than that, I've been pretty much injury free my entire career. So, yeah, it was tough, but it's part of being a rugby player. It's a tough contact sport. You're going to have injuries like that. Unfortunately for me, it just came in a 2 year block. But yeah, you know, it's some tough times, but you have the support of your teammates and the physio staff at Cass. They were good to me and helped me get back to full fitness, and so did Hull. So, you know, I'm very grateful for, you know, the rehab and the work that's been put into me to try and get me back to where I am now.
I guess, was it, in some respects, good to have a change of scene after all that? Because I guess, you almost start to relate certain things, you know, the treatment room or, you know, the room with the bikes in it to having those struggles, and suddenly you get a kind of fresh face, a fresh slate. It has that helped to some extent? You know, did you feel like it was time to maybe try something different?
Yeah, I think it was time probably right for me and probably for Cass as well, for us to go separate ways. You know, like I say, a fresh start sometimes needed, and you know, real excited to come into Hull first day of pre-season and meet all the boys, and you know, and thankfully they've welcomed me in, and you know, I've loved it ever since. So yeah, you know, unfortunately for Cass, I didn't get out on the field as much as I probably wanted to, but like I said, these things happen, and you know, I'm just looking forward now, really.
I mean, rather than proving anything to anybody else, because I don't, you know, you don't need to do that, did you almost have to prove to yourself that you could still do it, you could still have a regular career after the nightmare you've had?
Possibly, there were slight doubts creeping in your head, you know, when you're having injury after injury, and you know, you're spending so much time in the treatment room and on your own in the gym, it's, you know, doubts start to creep into your head. But whenever I got onto the training pitch and actually was training, I knew what I could do. So it did probably slight doubts, but no, I never, you know, I kept focusing, and I knew I could come back from it. With the, you know, I have a very sort of supportive family who helped me through all those times, and you know, my partner was a big one for, you know, making me sort of keep at it and not give up. And yeah, no, I'm just grateful to be back playing now.
Yeah, and it's been a kind of sort of whirlwind start for you, hasn't it? I mean, and you've kind of played a little bit on the wing, and now you've kind of gone to fullback, which is, you know, a position. Is that the position you enjoy playing most?
Yeah, yeah, I think fullback suits me. You know, suits my attacking game, and probably where I'm most comfortable. But you know, I play wherever to get playing. You know, after I'd missed 2 years, you know, I just wanted to be out on that pitch. I weren't really too fussed, you know, what position or anything. I just wanted to get out on that pitch. But you know, the way things have worked is probably, you know, I hit a bit of form at fullback, and Petters hit some form at centre. So it's just worked out probably best for the team at the minute that I'm at fullback. But you never know. I could end up in different positions. That's just part of rugby league, and you know, I'll play wherever for the team.
How much did you enjoy your debut? I know it probably feels like a long while ago now already, doesn't it? The season doesn't half whack along, but I mean, what a way to, well, you know, kind of introduce yourself to this, you know, a new bunch of fans.
Yeah, yeah, no, like I said, a derby, opening Super League up. It's you know, as soon as I heard that was going to be the opening game, and we were having the derby, it was the first thing that my dad asked when I signed for Hull. He said, you know, he couldn't wait for the derby match. So yeah, no, I was excited, and you know, we had a good performance that day, and managed to get the win. So you know, to just get back out there and playing was the main thing, and enjoying it. You know, I just love being out there, and like I say, competing with my teammates, and yeah, so just really enjoyed it. Really good to be back out there, and you know, there's not better ways to make your debut than a Hull derby, is there?
The spine that you're playing within just seems to really suit your game. You've got really dynamic players, Cheslett and Matt Parcell. You've got the two halfbacks in Mikey Lewis and Tyrone May. And, you know, there's so much chaos that can be caused there. And playing off the back of that, it looks like you're really enjoying that. Is that a fair comment?
Yeah, I think, you know, Tyrone probably does a lot more of the organising and lets me and Mikey sort of play off the back of that. So, you know, the team's just... It's just a hard-working team, and everyone does their own jobs and does it to the highest standard. So it just makes probably us as a spine's job a little easier. And like I say, we can just we can just play off the back of them and bring our own strengths to sort of the team. And yeah, there's a good balance at the minute, and we're enjoying working. But like I say, it comes from probably the hard work of the other guys laying the platform for us to play off that.
How is the Rovers dressing room compared to others that you've been part of?
It's really close. And like I say, with them, from the first day I joined, they welcomed me in, and I sort of felt like, you know, I knew everyone sort of straight away. They were so welcoming, and you know, the sort of the work ethic that the team sort of instills is everyone do the job and do it to a very high standard, and the sort of the effort areas we're based is sort of our sort of trademarks off. So it's just a really hard working group of guys, and you know, it's probably led from the front with Willie and the coaching staff who push those standards, and some of the senior boys here. So yeah, we just all do his job, and it's a very professional environment, and a good environment to work in.
As for the Challenge Cup, Niall, do you have is it a sort of bittersweet competition for you? Because I mean, you've got your name in forever in folklore as a Lance Todd Trophy winner, but you know, you're one of those kind of rare occasions where, you know, you weren't on the winning side. So there's so many moments in your career where you've, you know, had brilliant Challenge Cup runs or whatever, and Challenge Cup experiences, but there's probably a bit disappointing there as well. How would you describe your relationship with the Challenge Cup?
Yeah, probably like I say, a bit of sweet. You know, I've been to two finals. The first final at Salford was one behind closed doors, so that was a weird experience walking out at Wembley, and you know, there's about 12 people in the stands. It's a little strange. It's not how you imagine it. And unfortunately, we lost that day, I think, by 1 point. So that was a tough experience. Then the following year, with Cass, like I said, to get the Lance Todd, it's something you sort of dream of when you're young. You know, some absolute legends of the game have won that. So to have my name up there, you know, it's pretty special, but you imagine winning it on a winning side, and unfortunately we didn't. St. Helens got the better of us that day, so yeah, it's probably some unfinished business, I'd say. You know, I haven't won a trophy yet in my career. It's something that I'm desperate to do, and I know everyone at Hull KR is desperate for trophies. It's you know, it's what the club strives for. So it's probably just some unfinished business, and you know, I feel like I've got a lot more stuff to achieve, really.
I guess watching from afar last year, you'd have seen just how much the club got behind the cup and the whole idea of getting to Wembley, and then obviously which they did, and then, you know, coming so close there. Do you see that, you know, you're in a good place to be part of that kind of challenge for trophies?
Yeah, I think the club's obviously, everything's set up now for the club to compete regularly. But, you know, you've got to take it week by week, and you know, that starts this week. We've got a quarter final at home, so you probably don't think too far ahead, bigger picture sort of thing. You just take it week by week, and you know, that starts from working hard in training and performing on a game day. So everything probably at the club now is set, like I say, setting up to be able to compete for trophies. But us as players, we've got to take care of that each week. So you know, that's obviously quarter final. There's no better place to do that than this week.
And what do you make of Lee so far this season? Gareth O'Brien, who you obviously played with, didn't you, for a little while?
Yeah. They had such a good season last year, didn't they? You know, they've had a few injuries, probably affected the form this year. But you know, when they're fully firing, and you know, some of their key players are performing well, they're a very hard team to handle. So we'll have to be on our A game this week. You know, like I say, they're a quality side, and some quality players. So, you know, we'll have to perform really well to come out the other end this week.
Yeah, will there be that kind of reunion with some of those familiar faces? Do you enjoy coming up against old pals, so to speak?
Yeah, you know, it's always good to compete against players you've sort of played with and played against over the years. But probably all that stuff's left for after the game. You know, during the game, it's just about competing, and we'll catch up with some friends after the game, and you know, we'll all be just trying to get the win. So yeah, we'll leave that for after the game, really.
That's all good for me now. Thank you, mate.
Cheers. Thank you, pal.
Hi, Niall. Hey, how are you doing?
Yeah, good, mate. Good, thank you.
Good stuff. Yeah, obviously you mentioned your previous Wembley experience. Are you keen to get the full Wembley experience after two finals in COVID times? Because I think it was a reduced capacity one at that second time as well against Cass.
Yeah, the Cass one. Yeah, the Cass one, I think it was capped at 50,000, weren't it? So that even that still felt, you know, it's 50,000 fans, it's a big game. But like I say, it'd be nice to play in front of, you know, full capacity sort of thing. So, but yeah, you probably can't think, you know, like I say, too far ahead. So yeah. it's just week by week, and you know, we've got a quarter final this week, a massive game against a good side. So yeah, that's just all I'm focused on.
Yeah, at the same time, you must be pretty desperate to get back there and make some good memories, because I imagine those still sting, those from 2020 and 2021.
Oh yeah, you know, you lose finals, it's, you know, it stays with you for a long time. You're thinking, you know, what if we'd have done this? And, you know, you play the game back in your head a million times. So, yeah, I want to win trophies during my career. I've not managed to do that yet. So I'm just desperate, and everyone at the club's desperate for a trophy. So, you know, like I say, it starts this weekend. We've got a quarter final, and yeah, we'll go out there aiming for a big performance.
Just how happy are you when you start OK? Not just your form, but being able to string games together as well and stay out there.
Yeah. You know, like I say, obviously a tough couple of years, and you know, to bounce back from that and come in, and I just wanted to enjoy being around, training with my teammates, playing, and enjoy. I wanted to enjoy the pre-season, really. I know that's probably an unusual thing to say, most people dread it, but I'd not trained with my teammates and had a rugby ball in my hands for so long that I was kind of excited to get out there and show what I can do and get that confidence back, and probably gradually got it over the pre-season of feeling my body back to how it sort of used to be, and then to be able to play, you know, games and get that form back and that feeling of games been really good. So I'm enjoying it so far, but I'm just taking it week by week, and just week by week for me.
I know we spoke at the start of pre-season, you're training on the wing, it looked like you did start the season on the wing, and you said things can change quickly. Did it change a bit quicker than you expected?
We trained during pre-season of me and Petr swapping. We'd kind of trained all combinations of players going, you know, everywhere. We prepare for all scenarios, really, and Willie had always said to me, you'll get games at fullback, you'll play on the wing. It was, you know, it was a pretty open conversation. So I knew I'd get games at fullback, and I knew I'd play at wing. Just the way it probably just unfolded was, you know, it just happened to be that Petr went to centre, I went to fullback, and the team's probably found a little bit of form with that. But, you know, like I say, I'll play anywhere for the team and do whatever's best for the team. So, you know, I enjoy fullback, I probably prefer it, but if I have to play anywhere else, I'll do that, no problem.
Thank you very much. All the best,
Thank you, pal. Cheers, mate.
Hi, Niall. You okay?
Yes, good, pal. Thank you.
Good stuff. You were speaking earlier just a bit about your relationship with the Challenge Cup, I guess. A bit of a love-hate one, maybe.
Yeah.
But I mean, so more generally, what does the Cup mean to you, you know, compared to Super League or any other competition?
Yeah, well, I obviously grew up watching it, you know, the finals. You know, you see some legends play the game, and you know, it's a big family occasion, really, to watch a Challenge Cup final. We were always something really excited, you know, to watch, and now to be able to play in these games, it's you know, you pinch yourself sometimes thinking about it. So it's just a massive occasion, isn't it? The history of the Challenge Cup, you know, it's something that, you know, probably, you know, it just gets you excited to go out and play in those games. So, you know, Challenge Cup's another opportunity for a trophy, and, you know, all the teams probably aspire for that. So, yeah, so it's just a really exciting competition.
Does it still have that sort of special feeling for a lot of players then? Because there's a lot of talk, particularly at the moment, about it sort of declining in importance, I guess.
I can only probably speak for myself, but
no, please do.
Yeah, the Challenge Cup's, I'm still excited for it.
Yeah.
You know, whenever I've played in those two finals, the whole build-up of the week and everything around it, you know, going out to Wembley and just the history of it, really, it's just something that, you know, it really excites you as a player. And whenever I watch the finals after, there's always a tinge of jealousy that you're not there, you know, taking part. So, yeah, it's a massive occasion. The fans, you know, the fans travel down in numbers, don't they? So it's, yeah, I think it's, for me personally, it's a massive competition and I really enjoyed playing in it.
Well, what is it like playing at Wembley compared to any other ground? And I know with both your games, there's a bit of an asterisk attached to that, but even so, you know, you're in that venue.
Yeah, it's probably, you know, it's obviously a massive stadium, big capacity, but it's probably more when in the changing rooms thinking who's been in those seats that he sat in, the legends of sports, you know, across the board and things, and you know, for you to be able to go out and say you've competed at that stadium, you know, it's something special. So it's something I'll probably look back on at the end of my career, you know, with some happy memories and, well, some sad ones as well, but yeah, nice to be able to go out there and play in those big occasions.
Good stuff, thanks very much for that. Hopefully you'll be able to go back and there'll actually be a good crowd there.
Yeah, fingers crossed, thank you.
Best of luck on Saturday.
Thank you, pal.